All right. Item three then. We have a presentation and a briefing on the Oil Street scheme. Perhaps the team could be brought in. Thank you. Please, yes, Lewis.
Chairman, I have to declare an interest here. The presenter is a subsidiary of one of our members, our reader.
Right, okay. I was going to ask about interest, don't worry. Yeah. Perhaps just while the team is settling down, Lewis has already declared interest. Lewis, very happy for you to stay, obviously, as an observer.
Thank you, Chairman.
On this occasion. Now, anybody else have any relationship with the Cheung Kong family, so to speak, and wishes to declare? All right, just the Lewis known interest then to be recorded. Welcome to you, welcome to the team, Kenneth To, Kenneth Lowe, S.L. Ng, Calvin Chu, Westwood Hong, and Paul Chan. I think, Kenneth, you're going to brief us, I think, on the scheme. Can you keep it fairly focused, maybe 10 minutes?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, thank you. All right. Please, off you go.
Yeah, morning, Mr. Chairman. Morning, members of the task force. We're very pleased to have the opportunity to brief members on the development on Oil Street Depot. I won't want to waste the time introducing the consultant members. I think in case you have questions related to them, we'll bring them up to answer your questions.
Thank you.
Now, Oil Street Depot site, we are all very familiar with it. It's on a waterfront location. To the south of it is the former Royal Yacht Club, which is a historic building, right here. The site was put up for government tender in 2011, and the owner acquired it through the tender. And the Section 16 application was submitted in December 2011. The Section 16 application was required because the site was zoned CDA. And since then, in response to various comments, the scheme has been revised twice. So here is the most current scheme. The blue line here indicates the boundary of the CDA. And the red line denotes the development area, which means that the site is divided into two parts. Outside here are designated for open space, public open space development. The development will only take place inside the red line area. And to the south of the CDA itself, we see another green patch. In this green patch, the developer is required to form and redevelop, redeliver on demand this landscape area to government. Now this landscape area is in between the development area and the former Yacht Club building. This is a very schematic layout of the development inside the red area. The building will be grouped into two clusters with wide separation in between. It will consist of about 800 guest rooms as required under the lease with 30,000 square meters. And the rest of the GFA will be assigned to residential units, about 400 of them. A most important feature is that it's going to be a big basement, which all the car parks, clubhouse, and the hotel entrance lobby will be put into this basement so that there will be no podium structure at ground, on the ground and above ground level. So apart on the ground level, apart from the lobbies, it will be free up as open space, and then it's hotel going up and then residential units going up. So there will be no podium structure. In designing the scheme, we've made reference to the planning principles and the Harbor Planning Principles, Town Planning Board's vision statement. most important consideration is to provide accessible harborfront, accessible public open space connecting from inland to the harbor, and of course also with the take care of the living environment of future residents and hotel guests. On the southern side, in between the historic building and the development site, there is a public open space to be formed by the developer. So this open, public open space opens onto Electric Road, will be an unobstructed opening onto Electric Road. And then it's linking in this direction towards another strip of public open space alongside our street. Once again, there will be no fence off in this along the Oil Street, so it will open onto the pavement. And on the northern side will be another strip of open space between the development area and the Island Eastern Corridor, with the development in the middle. So these are the ground level footprints of the development. As I mentioned, there are many lobbies, and then the rest of the area is free up. So you see the development footprint will be further set back from the pink line. The open space is an important feature of the development. You'll see that the MTR station is back here along King's Road. So the normal route will be along the street level, crossing these roads along Oil Street, and then to the future waterfront promenade. This will be, as I said, it's a future waterfront promenade because construction of the Island Eastern, reconstruction of the Island Eastern Corridor and the Central Bantai Bypass is taking place here. Now, with the new open space network here, with the discussion with Transport Department is that we should emphasize the footbridge connection to the MTR station. So this existing footbridge will be further extended to this point here with a new escalator landing onto this, what we call a sculpture plaza. It's designed in conjunction with the former art club, yacht club building, which is being developed by LCSD into an art space, which will be open to next year. So this design for a sculpture plaza so that the landing of the footbridge, extended footbridge, will be right into this open space here. And then connected to the what we call the Oil Street Corridor, in fact, then the people will be able, the public will walk through the open space to the future waterfront. Now this extracted from the East Harbourfront study, which emphasized this connection of the future, probably not around here, through the Oil Street connection back to inland. And the site is right next to it, that's what we just discussed right now. Now, if we are landing onto the open space, what we call the sculpture park from the extended footbridge, you'll be seeing the central, what we call the building separation of the two clusters. You can see the skyline of Tsim Sha Tsui through the building separation. Now this will take us looking back from Oil Street direction, back to the landing I just mentioned, the extended footbridge landing into the public open space here. And then this, through this connection in between the future art space and the development area to Oil Street. And then along in the landscape design, you have the sculpture park, shelter, water features, and walkway. And then turning around at this, reaching Oil Street, the green connection to the waterfront will be the major landscape feature with the seatings, shelter, water features, and this connect to the waterfront, and then you'll be able to see the skyline of Tsim Sha Tsui East. So by having no podium, we can maximize street level greening so that those public open space will not be imposed with a huge podium structure right next to it. So we can ensure visual permeability, greening, and natural airflow. Beyond grey open space will be more accessible and enjoyable. So that brings people to the harbour and the harbour to the people. This historic building, right next to the open space here, is an important feature in the whole neighborhood. So the landscape design around it, as I just mentioned, we have held about two or three discussions with the LCSD on this point already. We try to make sure the interface will be done to the best quality. And there will be a mutual benefit between the two activities. The building separation. As I said, the building will be grouped into two clusters so that we can open up a central building separation towards the harbor to provide a welcoming gesture. In terms of building height, we'll be conforming to the planning brief requirement with the landward side at 110 MPD and the seaward side at 100 MPD. For the cluster facing, on the side of the cluster facing the harbor, the tower separation will be over 40 meters. And on the side facing Electric Road, it will be 20 meters. And of course, the setback along our street gives you another separation here. Another feature is that the whole building line is set back from the Island Eastern Corridor by 50 meters. So you can see the facade of the building are in fact set back. You just see that the existing building line is along the current waterfront. So in fact, it will be set back from the current waterfront. Okay, this is upside down. We try to look at the site from, because the site faces onto the Tsim Sha Tsui East Promenade. If we take a perpendicular line, it will be facing the far end of the Tsim Sha Tsui East Waterfront Promenade, which is the International Medical Center and the Hong Kong Bypass Elevator Structure, which with fewer people on this side. But if you take an angle, tilting here, we'll be facing the observation platform of Tsim Sha Tsui East Promenade. And we took photos from this platform. This is right below the platform, looking at the development. Okay. The two clusters with the central opening and the Oil Street opening. When you look back from the other side, we saw this a little bit earlier. On the landward side, looking out, it will be seeing the same view of Tsim Sha Tsui East. So we try to achieve visual permeability to and from the harbor front with visual connection across the harbor. The architect has taken special consideration on the design of the appearance of the blocks. With the historic building of the yacht club, we try to achieve an icon with a sailing yacht appearing at the waterfront. At the rooftop feature, there will be sail-like roof features. And in the elevation treatment, with the pattern and the coloring, etc., we try to achieve a symbolic sail-like feature on the building elevation. So this is a basque view. In conclusion, we've made much consideration to design a sustainable development to enhance the historical and cultural value of the North Point Harbourfront and to safeguard public interest, right of access and enjoyment, and this all complies with the Harbour Planning Principle. Thank you, members. Thank you, members. Chairman.
Kenneth, thank you. Very concise, clear presentation. Thank you. Could you perhaps just put up so members can have it in front of them? A plan of the a ground floor plan, if you like, showing all the landscape area, because I think that is really where our focus is likely to be. Look, that one I think is quite useful. Yes, okay, thank you. May I just ask you to make very just to clarify, because I think this is very important, what is public space and what is private space? Just so members are very clear. Would you like to deal with that just now and then we'll go into questions? Yes. What is public and what is private?
Between this purple line and the blue line here, this public space. Between this purple line and this blue line here is public space. These two strips are designated as a yellow area under the land sale condition. The developer will have to form, construct, and then deliver to government upon demand. And this part here to the south and between the blue line and the electric road and the Yacob building are also going to be public space. It's a green area under the lease. The developer will have to form and deliver to government. So only the area here inside the pink line will be area of the development.
Okay, thank you, that's clear. Maybe just a question, I think what we do, let's stack up the questions. Another question from me, I think, is you said form and deliver. Has LCSD indicated that it will take these areas on what basis? And have they accepted your design solution? Because there's the potential, if you like, for a stalemate, if it's not clear. So maybe you could comment on that when you answer the questions. Members, any questions? Please, Andy.
Chairman, I think of the clear interest, as I know a number of consultants of the team is now here.
Well, I think probably that's true for everybody in the room. Hong Kong tends to be a small place in that sense. I don't think that precludes you from taking part in the discussion. So, please, thank you. So, Andy, take part, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Can I ask in Cantonese?
Yes, sure, please. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 首先我想問呢，就頭先主席問咗一部分啦，咁你嗰度係有一部 green area， 你個 green bell 呢，你就話會起完咁交，咁希望你啱答返邊個部門會負責維修保養。但我除咗想問返個傍邊你圍住嗰個你話喺個 lead side color， 即係 yellow 嗰啲所謂個 open space， 將來個管理係咪你哋嘅呢？咁同埋呢啲public open space 係咪24小時開放啊？定係你哋會管理，即係話限制吸入入口。最後呢，我想問呢，就係你中間即係要穿個 pop out 聲，如果你嗰度嘅設計係一個咁嘅 open 咗一個 viewing gallery 俾咁公眾嘅時候，公眾好有期望呢，就考慮住可以穿過個西。咁我想喺有冇一部公日頭即係大部分時間你嗰度公眾係可唔可以穿過，定係呢個係 totally 係一個 private area， 公眾係唔可以穿過嘅呢？咁最後我想問就係你同你講到個 project 同隔離啲 building 有相當闊嘅空間，但我睇唔到你同 the electric centre 嗰度，你嗰度冇提到你嗰度中間係幾闊。從你提供嘅相片睇到呢，嗰度係好接近嘅，嗰度變咗一條嗰個 wind tunnel 咁嘅 effect 出現。我想睇到嗰度究竟有幾闊，唔該曬。
Okay, let's stack those up then. Paul, please.
On the ground level, can people walk through the middle of those buildings? I mean, or is that only private access? Is there a gate, say, opposite the landing of the... where would the gate be? So I can see the water, but can I walk through the buildings? Can I walk straight through the middle? Or do I have to walk around it and only residents can go inside the area? So I just try to understand the perimeter fencing...or whether you're going to have a very open area, would be nice. Chairman, it's probably not for the proponent to answer, but if the proponent knows, what will be the perimeter between the former yacht club and the open space? It will be, and if you don't, then maybe the LCSD can give us an answer, and otherwise we can have an answer in the future, Chairman. It would be nice for the grade two historical building to be...sitting in the park rather than to be fenced off, perimetered and so on, that it stands all apart, and it would be nice you can get the building is a feature of that park that's being created, so that on the yacht club. I'd like to understand more about that footbridge. I've never seen anybody use that footbridge, so people will have to go up here and then on the other side go back down into the MTR. What is on the other side of the footbridge? Why is that nobody currently is using it, and why would anybody use that in the future? So do we need that footbridge? Can we have some more background on that, and I might have follow-up questions to those points, Chairman.
Thank you. Any other questions for the team? Please. Yes.
Hello, yeah, thank you. I'd like to ask a bit more about the northwest portion, which is the top part of the C-shape open space, because this is actually closest to the water, and, you know, I expect that this is an area where, you know, we could have a good harbour view. But as I see it in the plan, it seems to be sloping down from the level 4 downwards to 2.7. And I just wonder whether with this design we will still have a good harbour view with this design. And the other question I have regarding the use of open space is that we would expect you know, people of all ages to be using this, and whether there are lots of level changes, whether that would sort of encourage sort of free and good circulation around this area, whether that has been taken into account. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, Kenneth, why don't you take that batch of questions, and then we may come back with more. Thank you.
I hope I remember all of them.
I think they're all around the same topic.
We envisage the open public open space to be taken up by LCSD upon the surrender. In the design, I think in the Section 16 application is being circulated to all the government departments, including LCSD. And so far, the most imminent discussion is being taken place for the part around the York Club building. So that is a very rigorous discussion are being taken place there, so that the two will match each other. So, and also I take this opportunity to respond to, I think it's also a query from Peter and Paul. We are told to allow entrance from the open space into the York Club compound. The Yakov compound is, the building itself is on this side. So this is relatively open with some existing vegetation, etc. So we are trying to, that's why we call it, try to call it a sculpture park, so that the physical boundary won't be that harsh there. People can be walking into the art space via the open space. So there's the design intention taking place there. The lease, of course, also specified that the yellow area, before government takes over, will be managed by the developer. So the developer does has a responsibility to ensure proper management of the open space until government takes over, and it will be open 24 hours a day and then 7 days a week, because it's a linear open space here. There will be no fence along between the pavement and the open space, so you can't close it off at all. So it will be open all 24 hours. Through the site. Now this yellow line, this purple line here, or the pink, I think one of those. Some of it will be with fencing. For example, this is going to be EVA inside the fence, so you can't. We did discuss how about not having a fence, but because this is driveway, so we don't want to create a safety concern. But the extended footbridge into the site will not have a gate, and this entrance here will not have a gate. And since all the hotel activities are taking place at the basement one and at grade level, there will be no restriction to guests, outsiders walking through at grade levels. Because you only will be restricted when you reach the residential lobby itself. And you can even either be escalated down to basement one where the hotel will go to the hotel reception. So you will understand that the normal situation, the hotel lobby and the hotel ground area, because you have visitors, you have F&B, everything. So basically, the grade level will not be closed off. And people can even walk through it and come out on this side to take a shortcut. So to answer in short, there, some fans will be there, but it will not be gated off. Footbridge. Currently, the footbridge. Do I have? I hope I have a better. One of the footbridge. The current footbridge links the MTR to this point here with a grey and not good looking staircase coming down to electric road. And then it, on this side, it connects to the market complex. So it's on this side, it's not a very welcoming arrangement. There's also no lift connection for disabled down to street level. That is probably one of the reasons why nobody is using this footbridge. So in our design, this footbridge landing will be replaced by a much better escalator landing into the heart of the public open space here. A new lift for disabled will be provided, and the bridge itself will be extended into the site, and then with escalators down into the hotel ground level and also down to the hotel basement reception area. This discussion, we've taken quite long discussion with the transport department on this to arrive at this arrangement, so that we will encourage pedestrians and the public using this footbridge system. Now, this is a key. We even hope that we can design improve the other end of the footbridge, but it's outside the jurisdiction of this developer. I hope we can do it in the future. This is very important because if the future public connection to the waterfront will be via this oil street connection, we do need to provide good access across these streets. Otherwise, they will be all at grade crossing here, so there will be a diversion of the flow. Okay, the top part of the open space here. Unluckily, this will not have any sea view, not because of our design. It's because of the Central Wanzhou Bypass and the diversion of the Island Eastern Corridor here. Central Wanzhou Bypass will be coming up to ground level from a tunnel and then climbing up to the Island Eastern Corridor level. So basically, underneath this landscaping is a tunnel portal. And then this Island Eastern Corridor will be diverted, one on this side of the tunnel portal and the other side of the tunnel portal. And underneath this new Island Eastern Corridor will be an administration building of the Central Wanzhou Bypass and the EVA system, which will be the only EVA access to the tunnel from at grade. So we took a lot of time to understand what's going to happen here, to see if really from this open space we can have some sea view or we can have some waterfront activities. And the answer is unfortunately no, because this will be totally blocked off by these buildings here. So we have to emphasize this connection, which will be underneath the future Island Eastern Corridor, get round the tunnel portal to the future waterfront promenade. So that's why this is the only part in the landscape design. It's not designed for high pedestrian flow. These parts are designed for high pedestrian flow as well as good shelter for pedestrian, greenery, etc. Sculpture plaza. But this part, we're looking at some change in level to make it more interesting. But still, of course, it will be able to use by disabled person, so that it will, other than a plain flat ground, which is blocked off on this side towards the sea, we're looking at some more interesting change in level design for this part of the open space. That's why you see a change in spot level here. As for the rest, it will be mainly level public open space area. I hope I've tried to answer all.
Just one other point was on the proximity of the buildings to the east.
Ah. Yeah. Okay. Now this one we can see this. Yes, it is designed, the design is up, used up to this boundary here. But since it is set back from the building line, you can see that it is not really abutting onto the electricity substation and the electric center. From grade level up to level 6, there will be a gap, which is a drainage reserve. This is a compromise part here. If we take the building here, it will be put somewhere else, beyond this side. And it will reduce the gap in the middle. And for this part here, because of the drainage reserve, we cannot have planting, we cannot put the permanent planter. So at grade level, this is being used as a EVA and driveway. And here, there is also a fence put up by the electric center. And this is the vehicle running runout. And the southern end here is a reserve. I did not mention it all along because it's not a very interesting part of the whole thing. We deliver a flat piece of ground to government, which is reserved for a refuse collection point. We are required to do so. We don't want to do it. But after circulation with the locals and government departments, they insist that we have to leave a piece of flat ground for a future refuse collection point. So on balance, we think that we cannot make this a very, very nice area. We cannot put a lot of planting. The view will be blocked off by something else anyway. So on compromise, we think we better emphasize on the wider central building separation. But on this side, if we look at the building height, you will find that the ESS is actually a lower building. So that even if we are, make a very wide gap here, because the next high-rise building in, I think it's a city garden, is some distance away. In fact, there is a building gap on the upper level here. So on balance, we have chosen to have a wider central building gap than having a little bit of setback here, which does not bring us a lot of benefits. But because of this upper level building gap, it already exists. So we think on balance, the give and take the choice is for a wider central building separation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Right, second round. Can we keep them fairly tight, short? Yes, please.
Just one question. May I know how many car park space within this development, and how many of them will be open to the public? And also, have you the traffic study, and after the completion of this development, the traffic impact to all these electric road, oil street? At the present moment, I already noticed that the traffic is very congested. And after this completion of this project, what will the traffic impact? Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Please.
Chairman, I just want to provide another piece of information to the Commission. Actually, the department is liaising with the consultant to explore whether another wider gap could be provided along the next to the ESS. So we are trying to do this. So try to optimize the scheme to improve the overall permeability.
Right. Okay. Please. Work down the right first, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I found that there will be a 158 car parks, but I can't find the entrance of the car park. So I want to know where is the car park entrance and the row on the ground floor.
Okay. Questions about car parking? Work up, please.
Mr. Chairman, well, just a general observation. Since there are a lot of very fine, subtle level changes, etc., in this sort of landscape design master planning, perhaps a committee would care to make a note, and then even for reference of future proponents, etc., and future cases, that it would be better that a physical model be prepared for presentation, then members could better realize these subtle changes. It's rather a bit difficult to follow.
Okay, we'll note that for the future. Peter?
Yes, I agree with the last point. I think the level changes are a little bit confusing. I think I'm right in saying at least...
Can we have the plan back?
Or the section, actually, too. I think I noticed from the section there are 800 hotel rooms, and these seem to be distributed on about six stories, which means leads to a very complicated layout. And some of them actually seem to extend over the central courtyard. So it is a little bit difficult to understand, which comes to the second point, and one or two people have mentioned it already, service access. I don't think it's been mentioned at all. Is this from Moore Street, and does this go under the public open space or through it? Certainly there's good for 800 hotel rooms with maybe more than one sort of entrance lobby or pick-up drop-off point for taxis and things like that. One would expect to see an awful lot of traffic there, and there doesn't seem to be any sign on the plan of pick-up drop-off space or whatever. We mentioned the waterfront landscape. I do think it does need very careful attention. I realise it's very schematic at the moment. Views are constrained. It's not like a normal waterfront where people will go and sort of stand and look out at the harbour, perhaps, because views are rather contained. So I think, you know, considering that LCSD is probably going to be eventually managing this, the scheme needs to be worked out carefully and maybe presented again, because it's something that obviously we're very concerned about on the waterfront. And my last point was the architecture itself. I appreciate this is only a conceptual level, but it does look to me very, very drab, actually. I suppose it does in this sense match all the surrounding architecture too, but you know, we are adding to more square blocks in many ways too. When you look at the perspective there at the moment, in fact, you're able to see, at least I think so, that everything we see there is residential. So all the hotel rooms are somehow below that the roof level. I don't know whether I'm interpreting that properly. So again, you know, we haven't sort of got a clear design idea of what the profile of the hotel component will be. Thank you.
Thank you. Please.
I have a quick question on the public-private area around the buildings. I understand that it's very close to the Oil Street Art Center. Are you going to organize any cultural activities around the private public area? You mentioned that the LCSD is going to take over next year, but I see that there's also a multi-purpose plaza. Is LCSD in charge of organizing all the activities around it, or will you be proposing any activities at all? Because right now it's a standalone art center, and like the cultural center right now, if there aren't enough activities around the area, it's very difficult to draw people in the art center. And I have spoken to some of the people who are working on the art center in Oil Street, and they're actually quite busy working on the projects inside, but I haven't heard about projects outside the area. So are there any plans at all?
Okay. Please, on my left. Please.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Chairman. I looked at the proposal of this open space and development. I understand that the proposal has been submitted to the Planning Department, and Planning Department is coordinating various departments' comments, and LCSD will be one of the departments giving comments to Planning for consultation. And with regard to the art space building, it will be a place for the art promotion office of the LCSD as its office, and then it is also used for organizing exhibitions, education activities for the public. Yes, it's for the information of the task force.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Paul, you had a follow-up?
Chairman, I think that you know, it's good for us to ask proponents to come in with 3D models, but I think that in the future, probably for any of these type of presentations, the planning department should show us a 3D model of the area, and then we can see how the proponent fits in. Because it's very hard to comment on some of these things without seeing now, and we're just discovering today that there will be an RCP that we didn't know about. The connection with the waterfront, we don't really know how that's going to work. And although we've worked really hard to affect the guidelines and the master layout plan for Oil Street, and you know, the planning department now tries to manipulate some a little bit more of a gap on the right side, all of that effort may be lost after years of hard work if the highways department creates a disaster on the waterfront and the LCSD plan includes an FEHD RCP and we don't even know about it. So we can do we're building a jewel in a garbage bin. So I think we should get a bit control, and I think we should be a little bit gentle on the proponent for the efforts that they have already shown in terms of trying to do something good on the area, and we should do better on our side in terms of how we receive our proponents with the information that we have in hand. So on that basis, Chairman, I hope in the future when we have any proposals we can see the surrounding environment very clearly. But as we don't have that, and Kenneth, you mentioned that you've done a lot of work on understanding the environment, could you show some more drawings and some more details about what we can expect in front of the building, on the side of the building, and behind the building, so we can understand the interfaces that you are dealing with, and that will be really helpful. And failing that, Chairman, can you put it on the record that we request that will then otherwise be delivered to us after this meeting, either in the next meeting or separately by circulation. For the EVA, If the proponent can be clear on the traffic, but in specific terms, like where are the private cars, where are the taxi waiting for the residentials, where are the taxi waiting for the hotels, where are the goods drop off, where's the waste pickup, you know, where are the delivery vans going to hang around, where are the taxis going to hang around? I mean, it's a busy area, and it would be nice to know everything. If everything's underground, fine, but you probably need 4 stories below the ground rather than 3. The electric building is owned by the same group or the same family. So are they going to improve that buildings and the interface and the perimeter fencing of the EES and the electric station building? I know the scheme of control is always an issue about who pays, but ultimately the public pays, I understand. Is any plan there from the family, the Lee family, to make it look better? Will be a question. And then on the LCSD in the public open space, can the LCSD, if not now, then through circulation or afterwards, give us a clear plan that they have for the management of the site and the overall layout and the purpose of the yacht club and how the open space is all going to work there. That would be the footbridge. Can the proponents show the overall design for the footbridge and their proposals? If they're willing to pay for fixing the entire footbridge, I'm sure everybody would be happy. But so can we see more ideas about what's going on there? And is there a section drawing for the footbridge and how it connects to the station? And I'm not so sure that this is going to be a better footbridge by just making it look nicer in terms of transport functionality. But if you can get some more details, if not today, we can have it after this meeting by circulation. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to draw a line now, I think. Kenneth, traffic, servicing, context. I think members are, I know this isn't your challenge, but members are concerned about the context and the what's happening in the surrounding areas. I suspect quite a lot of things you've been asked for will have to be provided later, which is fine. But maybe you can answer as best you can now the questions that have been raised. Thank you.
There will be about 160 something car parking space. This is totally in line with the Hong Kong Planning Standard and guidelines and the lease requirement. So there's no excessive parking space being provided, just following the standard. The circulation. The only XYZ point provided under the lease will be from this point here. In other words, the traffic will have to come in from Electric Road and come to here. And since all three sides of the development site will be surrounded by public open space, there will be no traffic ingress egress at all. So after getting into the site, we have to diverse the traffic within the site.
Wow.
And then to go down to the basement level. For the hotel traffic, it will go along this drainage reserve deck and then get down to the basement one level, where we will have the... Sorry. I don't know whether we can put up on the visualizer.
Please, thank you. Yeah. Ah, good, thank you.
So after getting down to the basement one level, we will have the circulation drop-off, loading and unloading, coaches, all the activities at basement one level, taxis, etc.
Kenneth, the potential for congestion seems to be there. Have you done a TIA, have you, and it's been accepted by government?
Yes, the TIA has been submitted, and so far we have not received any adverse comment from the Transport Department on the traffic circulation. And the residential traffic will move to this direction and go down to the basement. So this arrangement is to make sure that there will not be blocking at the entrance, because we have two directions for the vehicles to go, for the hotel traffic and the residential traffic. So that's very important. Otherwise, it will be blocked at the entrance level. Change in levels on the public open space on the northern side. Yes, I agree that in the detailed design of the landscape area between the future administration block DBA of the highway thing and the development area, this open space design, is there's a lot of I think at the detail level a lot of effort should be more spent on it together with LCSD on how to deal with this, make it a better public open space, because as I've mentioned earlier, the other part will be heavily trafficked by pedestrian. This will be deserve a special design. It's also on the public open space issue on near the arch space. Yes, the direction is correct, but of course, how the applicant can help or can take part or work with LCSD on improving the future activities and arrangement is also very worth of doing. And in fact, a lot of effort is being done now. As I said, two or three meetings have already taken place between the consultants and LCSD. In fact, this is
more than they need to do. Under the lease, they only require to form and deliver the area to government. But as the consultants, as the developer of this space, of course, there's a lot of interest for them to make sure that future design work with the neighbor and make it a very successful venue. A little bit on the footbridge. This is the extended footbridge will be along here into the site, and the improved landing, escalator landing, and lifts will be constructed by the developer. We're hoping that with improvement to this end, it will help the footbridge. But of course, if the opportunity also arises to improve the other parts of the footbridge, that will be most welcoming. On the gap, I want to maybe do a little bit of a backup slide to explain what has been considered between the gap and the This is the current proposal to emphasize the central building separation. We have tried, if we take away something here to create a gap, we have to put it on this side, which gives us a narrower central building separation. So that it will benefit this one here, create another building gap on this side. As I've mentioned, at grade level is a drainage reserve. We cannot make it a very green corridor. And on this side, I've explained about the RCP. So that's why we have given up the alternative of a green corridor. This is the effect of that. You create a gap there, but at the expense of the central park. And we have tried these options and still find that this we have given up with the RCP, the drainage reserve, and the electric center side is relatively not so important compared to the benefit we can achieve in the middle part. So it is a difficult trade-off. So, but we have so at this point, we are still of the view that having a central corridor, central separation, is a better alternative.
All right. Thank you, Kenneth. I think we should probably draw a line there. I think, if I may, just in terms of summing up, my sense is from members' comments that we feel and we agree that the proponent has been responsive given the constraints of the site and given the context of the site in terms of what he's trying to do and what he is doing. I think also it does obviously recognise and respond to the harbour planning principles. So I think in general terms we like what we see, or we support what we see. Obviously there are questions about connectivity, there's the issue of the bridge, future management is something that obviously is of concern to us, and how that's handed over and when it's handed over. Activities in the area to the north, linked to the yacht club building, etc. So I think what we'll do is the scheme is, as you know, now going to the town planning board. We'll just record these as observations, if we may. Obviously, we'll record that we believe that from a harbour planning perspective, you've done what you can and you've responded to the challenge. But we'll just identify one or two areas where there's more ongoing work required, I think. But thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, sorry, Andy, please.
Chair, just one final comment. Not so much about the project itself. I think from the perspective of the public open space on the southern side of the site, together with the future art space project. Would LCSD be provide a drawing showing the how these public open space would be integrated to make sure that it will be designed and operated as one single public open space, rather than as particularly now you show some sort of existing chain link fence. So then I think it's existing, but hopefully it won't be there eventually. And I think we need some drawings from LCSD to show how all these public open space integrated with the art space project. May not be from the proponent, but I think it's maybe from LCSD. Thank you.
And I think we should record this as a recommendation from this group, that task force, that we do want to see, and there must be an integrated solution.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, sorry, one more comment, please. Thank you.
The art space project has been commenced.
Right.
Since March this year, and it will be completed next year. And so the art space itself is on the way, in the pipeline. So, but the art promotion office is keep an open mind to see how its site can have a good interface with the public open space. So I think it's a matter of detailed design to consider the interface of these two sites.
I think as it's been drawn to our attention, it would be useful to have a briefing on that. Well, I think we'd like to see a drawing, but it may well be that when members see that drawing, they may wish to have a briefing at a future task force meeting. Because I think we also perhaps need to see what's happening with the refuse collection point as well, how that whole frontage is going to be integrated. But let's see the drawing first. Maggie, please.
A bit belated. I've been sitting here wondering whether we knew about everything that's going on actually on the waterfront itself, because I must have missed something if we were supposed to, and I don't think I probably have. I had not realised just what was happening here at all and the impact it would have on this site. And I think, I don't know if other members agree, I would like a lot more information about this, please.
Well, why don't we plan to have a briefing on context, as I keep describing it. In other words, what's happening in this district, which is going to impact on water, on the waterfront and waterfront enjoyment. So, and we could pick up your point, and we could pick up the previous point as part of that briefing. I think it's probably time we had a look at the North Point waterfront. We haven't done so for some time. Okay, thank you. Kenneth, thank you, and team, thank you very much. Good luck at the Town Planning Board. Now, I think we need to see what's going on. Not now, but you know, maybe we'll have a brief.
Actually,
is it an action area?
No. Yes, actually, it's under the Hong Kong Island East action area, but we can liaise with the plan department after the meeting to see if we can arrange a briefing to give that comprehensive picture.
Okay, done. Members, I've just been talking to Harbour Unit. We will arrange for a briefing on what's happening along the North Point waterfront. Obviously, there's a good deal happening. We need to get up to speed. Thank you. Probably the briefing will be by the Planning Department.